So Rinpoche begins then by urging everyone to give rise to the awakening mind, a loving mind, and that we diligently apply ourselves to listening to the teachings, reflecting upon them, and meditating upon them, for the purpose then of attaining the state of enlightenment, and that for the purpose of benefiting sentient beings, as many as the space is vast.
Tene bhajya gatun bhaktam khe la thukji chenpo dan denpa nyami shakji jarpo tene je tene katangpo denpa ye chujung kolo tang bhagpan chenyi mebi chujung kolo tang thama tunda nungi je chujung kolo song kovan zepare te kova te tene tharpa tang tham chen chenpa Chendo Kompang Dope Che Do Kovar Jepara Simchinam.
So the then Lord Buddha, the All-Knowing One, out of his compassion for sentient beings, turned the wheel of the Dharma three times. The first turning of the wheel, the first proclamation of the Dharma, then mainly dealt with the Four Noble Truths. The second turning of the wheel, then, taught the was the teachings concerning that phenomena had no characteristics, and the third turning of the wheel then was for the purpose of teaching the nature of the Buddha existing in all sentient beings.
The chujung kolo kor rinpa som de ko gupe jumsen kare nyam na tonpa rani sanje rani zopa sanje je kompan thote Tene rang sang jeba yendo semjin tamje jang Tene sanje je kompang drop na Sanje je kompang drop topar gong de Chin de Tene chujung kolo rinpa som ko ware
So the reason then for the turnings of the three wheels of Dharma was for the purpose then that beings could attain the state of omniscience and attain the state of liberation. And it was not then for the purpose of the Buddha's own realization, since he had that, but it was for the purpose that sentient beings could attain liberation.
Hajan karchembo, Hindu karchembo in Besena, the rentene, Chunkor son de Trangin Jitor, Dorduce Huyai.
So, because in relationship to the three turnings of the wheel, then the turning of the wheels, that which deals with the direct truth or the direct certain meaning, and that which deals with the meaning that requires further explanation or further interpretation or explication, then that these are very important. And for that reason, then Rinpoche today will be briefly, or this evening will be briefly speaking on this. So then we have this division into the definite or certain meaning, the definite meaning, and the meaning which needs further explication. Then first, the meaning which needs further explication was taught, and this was taught then as a means of guiding beings, as a means of leading beings to the ultimate truth. Now the reason that this was taught first was because to teach directly on the ultimate truth at the beginning was difficult for beings to understand, because the ultimate truth then is very difficult to understand, is very difficult to realize. So what is meant then by the certain meaning, or nidun, then is the ultimate truth, or the ultimate reality, or the ultimate meaning.
This is Tene tanda nidon te lamsang tin tene wangbo yarap wangbo yarap wangbon chu tu chorpa la jamba ngun tu suma ten da wo khashe re ma to lamsang nidon je tun de to kale ka bo yore.
So for the nidon, or the certain meaning, then to be taught directly, this is only for beings who have really supreme faculties, who have already practiced the path for a great deal of time, and who can directly understand this easily. But there are only a few beings like that, and the reason again is because the ultimate truth, or the definite meaning in this case, is difficult to understand or realize.
Tenen kolo sonje nanen kolo tangbo de chandong yinba.
So, of the three turnings of the wheel, the first turning of the wheel, the first proclamation of the Dharma, is agreed by the Mahayana schools then as being the teaching on the meaning which needs further explication, or the chandong. So in relationship to the second turning of the wheel and the third turning of the wheel, then as to which of those is the definite teachings or the Ngedrin, which of those is the, or the definitive teachings, which of these is the teachings of the meaning which needs further explication, then there is disagreement between the Majjhimika Rangtongpas and the Majjhimika Shentongpas. Then Rangtong means empty of self, and Shentong means empty of other.
Then do tene Rangtong, Rangtong lo la, kolo tangpo trandong, parpa nidong, kolo tama la trandong tang nidong nikayo parende pare.
So from the point of view of the Majjhimika Rangtongpas, then they say that the first turning of the wheel concerns the meaning which needs further explication. The second turning of the wheel then is the definitive meaning, and the third turning of the wheel is both the definitive meaning and the meaning neither needing further explication.
Then, Yendong below the Kanderesana, Kolo Tambo Nidong, Kolo Tambo Trandong Yimba, Chipare, the Ne Parpate, Ne Kapjing Nidong Tang, Kolo Tamate, and Tartok Nidong to
the
Pare.
The Majjhimika Shentongpas then assert that the first turning of the wheel is the meaning which needs further explanation or explication, that the second turning of the wheel is the temporal definitive meaning, and the third turning of the wheel, the last turning of the wheel, is the ultimate definitive meaning.
Rāntōng dāng yendōng nī jī jēpa kārērāsana rāntōng lō lā kōwā dāng nyāngīn līndē pē chū tām jē rānāng kā ngōvū tōng pārindē pārē.
So what then is meant by Rāntōng and Shentōng? Like was said, Rāntōng in Tibetan means empty of self, and it means then that all phenomena of both conditioned existence and nirvana are empty of their own essence.
And then yendong banam jin do chor te kande re sena yendong banam je kun job ju chu tam je ranang ge ngo wu tong ba rang ge chen ni ju tong ba ran dong dang ji ba re ten dam sem je ne lok de hi ning bu te then yin lo wo tru pe tre me
From the point of view of the Majjhimika Shentongpas, or empty of other, and what is meant by that is from the conventional point of view, or all conventional phenomena, relative phenomena, are empty of their own essence, empty of their own nature, empty of their own characteristics. In this way, they would agree with the Rangtongpas. However, that, and they are also empty of the basic nature of the mind, then, the Buddha nature, is empty of the adventitious stains or the adventitious defilements, and yet it is not empty itself of its own spontaneous existing qualities.
Then the Rāntōng lōl tāng kōlō pārpā ngī dōng 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 pātē then tsō rikpā kī dōg rī mā tō lōng kī dōg zī sārpō mē pārē.
So the Rāntōngpas then are basically in relationship to the second turning of the wheel, and they accept the second turning of the wheel as the definitive meaning. This is established mainly by means of reasoning. It is not at all clearly established by means of scriptural authority.
Then, Tanda Yendong Loksorti, Tene tuanpa sanje ranyi je tanda dode gongder tan zongje wang suk jarpi kyuban do la sokwa le trangni te tar do songpa ran. Kolo tanda tangpo trangdong tang parpa ne kapje nge dong tama te tartok nge dong yinpa songpa te sanje ranyi je songpa re.
So, from the Shentong point of view, then, they assert that, again, the first turning of the wheel concerns itself with the meaning needing further explication. The second turning of the wheel, then, is the definitive meaning. The temporal definitive meaning, and the third turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning. They base this on the sayings of the teacher, the Buddha, from sutras such as the Unraveling of the Thought Sutra and others.
Kolo parpa lechu tamje tongpa nye songpa tang. Kolo parpa lechu tamje tongpa nye tang. Tene kolo songpa le dehi nyingpo yo par, sinjin la dehi nyingpo yo par songpa di gupa tenpa te dehi tanda jui lam tsikye chik tangpo shukin. Trawa tang lingi chik tsikye chik.
So the
ten dor ten batang ji ki ni re dor ten bet ki te ji ho yin
so Rinpoche will be giving some verses then from the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra in relationship to the second turning of the wheel, the meaning being the temporal definitive meaning that all phenomena then are empty of their own nature, and from the point of view of the third, or concerning the third turning of the wheel, the fact that the Buddha nature, or the essence of the Tathagata, the essence of the one thus gone, is existing in all sentient beings.
Tela tambu traba tali ni le tambu traba ne ten tam mula yogin te tang te shiza tamje namgun tongba hi. Song ne yang der jan na simchin la sanje ningbo ye par che te song se ne treba se par.
So these lines from the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra then are first presented in terms of a question and an answer. The question goes as follows. It is said in various sutras that all phenomena are completely empty, like clouds, dreams, and magical illusions. Having said this, why then did the victorious one, the Buddha, say in other sutras that the Buddha nature, the essence of the Buddha, exists in all sentient beings?
Ti tuenda de karre sanatam kolo parpet kapso ton tambar chu tamje ranga ngu madropa dembar madropa sinyi je madropa ngu madropa rāng lāng ngōu mē pā tōng bā nyī tāng kūnzūp tō chū tām jē trēn tāwa, mālān tāwa, jōmā tāwa rā sōng tē tēne lāriyāng kōlō sōng bā kāp sō sīm jīng tām jē lā dīrhī nyīng bō yō pā rā sōng gō bā jīm jīng tē kārī lā, kārī yī nā, sī tī pā rā tī kārī yī nā.
So the meaning of this verse then, since it was said in the second turning of the wheel that ultimately all phenomena are empty of their own nature, all phenomena are empty of, cannot be established as being ultimately true, all phenomena cannot be established as having ultimate characteristics, this being the case, then and that then conventionally or relatively all phenomena are said to be like clouds or dreams or magical illusions. This being the case, then why did the Buddha again, in the third turning of the wheel, why did he say that the Buddha nature existed in all sentient beings? Why?
Tene dream mana jumati pete ka karteng kare sana kolo papa le nyomoba nyomoba nam train ta barten bare pe na train te nam kha la chap jen nam kha tham je la chap jen nam kha la chap jen pang do rowa den bar ma do ba yin ba te yin do nyomoba yang same change same la chapa denbar madopa pangdurunwa pangdurunwa pangchokcho yimba nyimbo yon pangchokcho yimba tene nyomongba de train dan da bar ten bar denbar yo.
So it was said that conventionally phenomena can be considered to be like clouds, dreams and magical illusions. So why was this example given? First, in terms of clouds, it was said then that the kleshas, or the mental afflictions, are like clouds. They're said to be like clouds because clouds then pervade the sky. They're to be found everywhere in the sky, and yet they have no true existence of their own, and they can be dispersed or they can be gotten rid of. In the same way that the mental afflictions then pervade or cover the nature of the mind, and yet they do not have any true inherent existence, and they are able to be relinquished then through applying the correct remedies.
Nyumon na tene sape le te mlam da wo tenre. Mlam je kaap so, tene mlam je longju wo se, le na mlam longju isi. Mlam je kaap so, tene le na tsukpa sakre. Tsam san geva sakpa mlam tangre, tsam san dekpa sakpa mlam tangre, tsam san, tene gede kaya mayin be le sepe mlam tangre. Yine yang, te le te ton tampa tongpa nyita, ကွန်ဇုပ်တာနန်းဆံပြရလေတဲ့ပေတေရင်တော့ပေတေရင်တော့ဒေတန်းတာပါဒေတန်းဆုံးပါဒေတန်းဆုံးပါတနေ့ညုံမွန်ပဲကွင်းနေလောင်းလေတဲ့ထုံးတံပတ်တန်ပါမတော့ပါကွန်ဇုပ်တော့နန်းဆံရင်ပါတဲ့မလန်းတာပါမလန်းတဲ့ဆုံးပါတန်ပါ
So, secondly then, karma or actions, that which is dependent on or comes from then the mental afflictions or kleshas, are said to be like dreams, or they're said to be like the experiences in dreams. Why is that? Because in dreams then, various actions or karmas are performed. There are virtuous actions which are performed, there are non-virtuous actions which are performed, and there are neutral actions which are performed. However, irregardless of whether these actions are virtuous, non-virtuous, or neutral, then they have no true substantial existence within the context of the dream. They are simply appearance, they are mere appearance. In the same way, then, actions which spring from or are dependent upon the ubiquitous mental afflictions or kleshas, then they too have no true inherent existence, that they are like the actions performed in dreams.
Le jang, le ngeba, te jang yang tukure.
Jang dang jurwa.
Jang jur tukure. Jang wata jurwa nika tukure.
So the karmas are actions which are performed in dreams. They then are suitable, or they can be both purified and they can be transformed or changed.
Nyumo le number me pumbo joma dhruva yin songura. Ta nyumo ba ta le number me ba de kare sana number me ba deva de pumbo ngare. Pumbo ngare ta pe kare re sana pumbo de joma dhruva yin re. Nyumo ta le songwe tene nami ji pumbo te te yang denpa ma dhruva re joma dhan dhruva yin re. Joma tabo jujin ten re tso chan je nama. Don tamba rang ngowu madopa rangin je madopa denbar madopa tumba ni yimba ten joma dan da wore so pare.
And so then thirdly, the complete ripening or maturation of the mental afflictions, the kleshas, and actions or karmas, then the complete maturation of these is the aggregates. And again, the aggregates themselves are likened to a magical illusion. And being likened to a magical illusion, that they are simply mere appearance which arise then due to causes and conditions, but ultimately speaking, they have no essence of their own, they have no nature of their own. They cannot be said to truly exist, ultimately, that they are empty.
Tene nyum momba tan le tan nami jindrebu pungpo som, tene denpar madrupa serna, kova denpar madrupa tenpare. Kova ton tambar denpar madrupa tungpa nyi tan, tene ta kunzu do juchin tenre so san jinnama yinpa tenpare.
So, that being the case that the mental afflictions, the actions, and the complete maturation or ripening of these, aggregates, that they have no true essential existence, true essential nature, inherent nature, then in the same way, conditioned existence, samsara, also has no true inherent existence. It has no true nature, that it is simply appearance coming together through various causes and conditions. So in brief, to sum up what has been said and to sum up this first verse which Rinpoche has quoted from the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, then to facilitate its understanding once again, the mental afflictions, actions, and the full ripenings of these, the aggregates, in terms of the second turning of the wheel, have said to be empty of their own nature, ultimately. This being the case, then again, why in the third turning of the wheel was the Buddha nature or the essence of the Tathagata thought?
The lente carrasna ta lente semjom semjin mila nyepatang yanda minzi yanda chulukor dakya lakpujunga kandala yepate da tepang tundu songs sikang by yitike lendo dune japare.
So,
Lin Yapuji japare.
So then, following in the text, the answer is given to the question. It was taught then for the purpose of abandoning in those in whom it exists a disheartened mind, contempt for those who are inferior, clinging to that which is unreal, disregarding that which is real or disregarding the true nature, and fifthly, self-cherishing. It was taught then to remedy these five mistakes.
Tan de ka su len de kar sa no kholo pa pa chu tham je tong ba ni de song ba te tham bo chung kor tham bo ka su den ba ye song ba re den ba ye song be zog la so pa na bran yin je tro pa mo kha ye ke sim kha ye ke zog la so pa na den ba tro pa men ro sam be dogpa yore, te dogpa che do, denbar hyunpa, hyunpa namdo dogpa che do, dene kolo parpa kapsu chu tam che tongpa nyi sungpare. Chu tam che tongpa nyi sungpare.
So again, in the second turning of the wheel, all phenomena were taught to be empty. In the first turning of the wheel, then the four noble truths were taught. However, some individuals under the sway of the first turning of the wheel then would cling to form as having true existence, as being as having true existence. Then in order to reverse this discursive thought, in order to reverse this conception, the second turning of the wheel that all phenomena are empty was taught.
Tene tan kolo sumba la dehi nyambu ten gubu jumsen kararasa na tanda hiyeba yendo tene nyepa nga te sabudu ga nyepa nga am chung nga sem shomba tanda te la kumudu ga nyepa nga am chung nga yoba te te dehi kumudu ga
chikshin gugure nga
sem shomba Chu tamche tongpa nye to to na yang nyepa nga yore karra sa na da tabi sanje je kongpa kawa dhru to sambe sem shomba tang. Nyepa nga yi tangpo te da tabi ta nyepa nga tangpo kolo tam kapsa dehi nyingpo songgo pa jumsen karra sa na nyepa nga am chung nga yore te pawe che doam dogpe che doam shepe che do Tene kolo tamale dehi nyingpo songware ese, linte tere.
So the answer is then, in this verse, that in the second turning of the wheel again, it's stated that all phenomena are empty, but that there can arise from that, or there can exist on that, five faults, five errors, or five mistakes. And so the third turning of the wheel, the five mistakes then are being disheartened and so forth. The third turning of the wheel then was taught to reverse those five mistakes or to pacify them or to dispel them.
Then nipa nga yi tangpo te sem shomba rawa. Sem shomba te karra sa na dehi nyingpo yo par manhi pe chu tamche kolo parpa gongpa chu tamche tongpa nyi dehi na
turning of the wheel. The first of these is being disheartened. And being disheartened then comes from having understood the second turning of the wheel, that all phenomena are empty, but not understanding that all sentient beings are endowed with the essence of the Tathagata, the essence of the Buddha, and the Buddha nature. Not understanding that, there can arise a disheartened mind thinking, oh, how is it possible for me to attain enlightenment? And then having this thought, or this feeling of being disheartened, thinking that one cannot attain enlightenment, then the bodhicitta or the awakening mind, enlightening mind, cannot arise.
Nyeba te nyembo, tene dekhi nyembo tenpare, Semchen tamche la dekhi nyingpo ye yo se ten yondu dekhi nyingpo tenbe rang semche nelok de dekhi nyingpo yina tene dekhi nyingpo am sanje ji nyingpo yeba se na sanje ji kompan drup thugre drup thupe ta yanda tense yanda jumsin yanda pa yobare jumsin yanda yeba se na tene sem shumba te meban dogare sem shumba mnyepa tele drote
So, in order to reverse or dispel this first thought, then the Buddha nature was taught, that all sentient beings are endowed with the Buddha nature. And then realizing this, that, oh, all sentient beings are endowed with the Buddha nature, I too am endowed with the Buddha nature, and that there is, you know, reasonings for this, there is logic for this, that this is actually the fact, then this dispels this disheartened mind and gives rise to a courageous mind so that one can think, oh, yes, I too can attain enlightenment, I too can attain that for the benefit of all sentient beings, and that thought arising, then one can take on the vow of the Bodhisattva and give rise to the enlightening mind. The second fault or mistake then is having contempt for sentient beings as being inferior. And that would be, for example, giving rise to the awakening mind, the enlightening mind, and having given rise to it, then thinking, since one does not understand that the Buddha nature exists in all beings, thinking, oh, now I've given rise to the awakening mind, now I am very great, now I am really supreme. And other beings who have not given rise to the enlightening mind, then these are somehow inferior, these are somehow bad. So in order to reverse or dispel that false conception, the Buddha nature was taught that it existed or was present in all sentient beings. Being present in all sentient beings, the realization that it's present in all sentient beings, then one realizes that from the point of view of the essence, that since all beings are endowed this way, that there is no difference between oneself and sentient beings, that they are equal, that they are the same, and so there cannot be a question of superior and inferior in this regard.
Yang takwa mare, ton tamba mare. Ton tamba mayin ayang, te nyumon leta dunga la, yang takwa am, denbar kimpan nam do chigiri, te nipa sumbare. Tene, same je ne lok, debar kimpan nyimbo, lundrup ji yun tin da denba yun ayang, mepar, zemba te, tene nipa yepare. Nipa yepare.
So the third and fourth fault or mistakes, the third one then is clinging to that which is not real as being real. And that refers to the conception that the mental afflictions, the kleshas, the karmas or actions and suffering, which do not have any true inherent existence, which do not have any basic reality, as it were, to cling to them, to be attached to the conception that they do have an inherent existence, that they do have some kind of ultimate reality. That's the third fault or mistake. The fourth one, then, is disregarding that which actually is real or true. And then that would be thinking that the basic abiding nature of the mind, that which is inseparable from spontaneous qualities, that is the Buddha nature, thinking that that does not have any true inherent existence. So this third and fourth fault then, they arise out of not knowing, not understanding, not realizing that the Buddha nature, then the essence of the Tathagata, actually does exist in all sentient beings. If it is understood that this basic Buddha nature does exist in all sentient beings, then one comes to the understanding, one sees that the mental afflictions, karmas, and so forth, that they are simply adventitious afflictions, they are simply adventitious stains, and that they have no ultimate reality, they do not have any ultimate inherent existence, and that they can be relinquished, they can be pacified, they can be dispelled. And at the same time, understanding or realizing that the Buddha nature does exist in all sentient beings, then through that understanding, the disparagement or the disregard for the true nature, thinking that the true nature, the spontaneous qualities do not exist, then this is naturally liberated or naturally dispelled. So the fifth fault then is holding oneself as being superior or being involved with self-cherishing. Here, this fault again arises through not understanding or realizing that the Buddha nature is present in all beings. And then it is involved with the thought of thinking that oneself is particularly good, being interested only in the elimination of one's own sufferings, in one's own difficulties, thinking that one is superior in some way. If one then comes to understand that the Buddha nature is present in all sentient beings, then this thought of particular superiority, this thought of self-cherishing then naturally is dispelled. Then understanding that all sentient beings, that this Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, and through this realization that the essence then of all sentient beings in terms of this Buddha nature is the same, that one comes to have loving kindness, great love towards sentient beings, realizing that from the point of view of the Buddha nature, that self and others, there is no differentiation between the two.
Then dekhi nyambo yebar ki na dagin tsungpa samba kande se chigre sana semchin tamche da da yin semchin tamche dekhi nyambo dagin semchin tamche je semje ne lok de dekhi nyambo yemba yang chekware devan depa yang ganga chekware dunga mundu pa yang ganga chekware ta tundu jire do semchin tamche dagin semchin tamche The same thing, look, the king in both the drama map and number tapa in by young Kiparendo. The need Devan Dupa young Kiparendo, Dungam Dupa young Kiparendo. This is not same thing, Tamje. The need Deva the Dena Jamaronia, but then there's somebody here.
So, how does this great love to How does this great love towards sentient beings, understanding the similarity or sameness of oneself and others in terms of the Buddha nature, how does it arise? Then it arises with the realization that in terms of the abiding nature of the mind, of oneself and sentient beings, that no difference can be found, there is no difference. That oneself and all beings are the same in terms of having a wish or a desire for their own happiness, that oneself and all sentient beings are the same in terms of not wanting to suffer or to experience difficulties, that the basic abiding nature of all sentient beings is completely without stains, that the abiding nature of the mind of all beings then is pure. Realizing this, understanding it in this way, then this love arises.
Tha tena lin telan dona gopa chung nga te ta bu pa me che du song wa re song ba ma ze tene ngidong thar to pa ya re se lin da ba.
So from the point of view of this answer which is given of the reasons for teaching the Buddha nature to dispel these five basic errors or mistakes, then that was the reason that it was taught, then this becomes the, from the point of view of the, this becomes the ultimate definitive meaning.
The Rebbe Jain and Kolo Baba le Chue Tamje, Tongba Nyi Do Tenba Re, Te Tongba Yinba Tsang Ji Chung Te Ser Togo Yo Ma Re, He Togo Yo Ma Re.
In examine this and with reasoning and logic and one's wisdom, one's intellectual faculties, thinking that from the point of view of the second turning of the wheel, if all phenomena are empty by nature, then how can these five basic faults or mistakes, how can they be pacified, how can they be dispelled if there is no Buddha nature, if everything is just empty? And from the third point of view of the third turning of the wheel, then because the Buddha nature is taught, then these five mistakes or five faults can be dispelled, can be pacified, and one then can examine that and look at that.
Tandala tajur kona kolo sumba dehi nyimbo tenpen do nangi do ntato yinte kolo parpar tongba nyi tenpen do nyi pa ngam yung ngam pa matapa kanye kolo sumba dehi nyimbo tenpen do dehi nyingbo yobar hina kolo sompa dehi nyingbo tenpen doyo gondon semchi nana dehi nyingbo yobar hina nyingpa nga pang tupe yese ti tajon zebo ji koki chok
If one wants to put this in terms of a syllogism, then the final turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning, because the second turning of the wheel, which teaches that all phenomena are empty, then cannot dispel or pacify these five faults or mistakes, whereas the third turning of the wheel, the last turning of the wheel that teaches the Buddha nature, then that asserts the Buddha nature, then can dispel or pacify these five faults or mistakes. Again, taking the third, last, final turning of the wheel of Dharma, then it is the ultimate definitive meaning, because it has been said by the Buddha in various sutras that the first turning of the wheel is the meaning requiring further explication. The second turning of the wheel is the temporal definitive meaning, and the third turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning.
Sanje ji chu sombe korem je wan du se na yang somba ni dong yong gor kare se na tambo to chu sanje ji chu sombe korem ta do se na yang somba ni dong yong gor kare se na tambo to le la wa tin tin ne de le tra wa tin tin ne tha somba te hin do tra wa tin go ba re korem tambo rakpa tin pa pa hin do tra wa tin yang ti ji so rakpa tin ne beng yo ma Korem rao da tangbu to kale to le lawo je tin. Tele somba tele to ka tin. Tene rembe rembe sabru tangbu kore. Chu tembe korem te. Karse tangbu te trandung, parpa ngidung, thamma te trandung ina tangbu rakpa tin. Paddo trawa tin, yang rakpa je tin ina. Tene korem, chu tembe korem yang yapu yonga mare. Sanje chu somba korem na menkhe par tarwa chung yore. Karasana tangpo rakpa tin, tene hinda trava chitin, yang rakpa chitina, tene korem yapu yunga mare, tene sanje chutin, but korem la menkeba tarva junior. Shava, today. This and a young, tene korem jawang to sena young, kolo tamate, tene nidon to chogure. Nidon tartok to zolenta.
Again, to show that the third turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning, one can take it from the point of view of the sequence in which the teachings were taught, that the teachings were taught then first from the first turning of the wheel from a coarse point of view, or giving coarse teachings in order that could be easily understood. The second turning of the wheel then taught more subtly, which was a little more difficult to understand. And then finally, the third turning of the wheel was that which was extremely subtle. It would not be of any benefit then to teach out of sequence, that is, to first teach a coarse meaning and then to teach the most ultimate subtle meaning and then to go back and teach another coarse meaning. If it were taught in that way, that there would be a fault in the manner in which then the teacher, the Buddha, presented the teachings in sequence, going from coarse to subtle and back again to coarse. And so for this reason, then looking at it from the point of view of in what sequence the teachings were given, this shows that the final turning of the wheel is the one that presents the ultimate definitive meaning or the most subtle teachings.
Tene jumsin che karra sa na dhangin je par long tenpa. San tenpa sanje ranye je dhandon da ngidon sosor je pa po, sosor seva po, de dhandon re, de ngidon tato re se na dhangin je pa po, seva po long tenpa te, papa thomi long tenpa re sanje je. Rangi sewa poam jepa po. Long tembare. Long temba yen to tenem papa tomi ji, danda teta to rangi teta to separe. Tangbo, danda kolo tangbo, randon, papa nekap jingedon, tamantato gingedon yemba, rangi teta to sipe sena yang, tenem kolo tamate, nidon tatogres. 다 델라 따줄 거나 콜로 담아 주지 너도 다도 인데 장이 제바 볼롱 템바 장이 장동 당 너도 제바 볼롱 템베 파파 토미 제 장이 되다 시비세 장이 간데 시버레세나 당보 장동 발판네 갑지 너도 담아 타도 너도 인바 너도 타도 인바 파파 토미 지 제베세 송베세 Doi Tandong, you don't get up for Papa Tommy, select Kilongi Pigger, Conga Tandong, you don't social cigarettes. Yenaka Tandong, you don't say Higamare, somebody. Tangi Jepap on Papa Tommy Penetine, the Tandong, and then they don't is in a subozogres on the long timber. The ticket, the Lamson, Jora Kale Capore, turned out the Jorian and Digger.
So then another reason for the third turning of the wheel being the ultimate definitive meaning is that then it was prophesized by the teacher, by the Buddha, that later that there would be someone who would give these classifications or these divisions into the definitive meaning and the meaning needing further explication. And that would be the superior Asanga. And so then it was the superior Asanga, the Arya Sangha, who...
Asanga, Arya Sangha.
Who then said that the first turning of the wheel was the meaning needing further explication. The second turning of the wheel was the temporal definitive meaning, and that it was the third, last turning of the wheel, which was the ultimate definitive meaning. So this is another reason then, based upon scriptural authority, based upon the prophecy of the Buddha, for the fact that the third turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning.
Rangi jepa po long tempa re, konga te tar seba re, teni tela cha ya gogare, marve.
So that this is then an excellent or correct reason for the third turning being the ultimate definitive meaning, that it was prophesized by the Buddha that this division would be made and by whom it would be made.
Teni Tanda, what did it? Then a Rantong Lola, Oma Rantong Lola, Papa Nidon Tato, the Japa, the repair Dugger, Dubaremato, Tatting Mama, when to hear by Yendo, Long Druzi, Sarpo Mabre.
So, as then Rinpoche said earlier this evening, from the point of view of the Majjhimika Rangtongpas, then there. Assertion that the second turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning, then this is only based upon a reasoning and logic, but it does not follow from scripture or scriptural authority.
Tene karma pa par karma pa ramzong dorje tam. Tene kunchen longchen ramjan la sopa namje, tene yendong log tardong kolo sumba dehi nyingbundu tenbendo na ngidong tartuk do hyarji yepare kelembare.
So great teachers then, such as the third Karmapa Rangjung Dorji and
La Sopa, Longchen Ramjan La Sopa.
The third Karmapa Rangjung Dorji and the all-knowing then Longchenpa and so forth asserted that the teachings of the Buddha nature in the last or third turning of the wheel of Dharma, that these were the ultimate definitive teachings. or the ultimate definitive meaning.
So then this
was Rinpoche's brief presentation tonight of the difference between Nyedrin and Trangdon. And so if there are any questions.
Sir, I didn't quite understand the school that believes the emptiness of all phenomena in the second turning of the wheel. What problem did they have with the teaching of Buddha nature, which occurred in the third turning of the wheel? Why did they have a problem with that? Why is there a problem with that from that point of view? From their point of view, is it because that's an implication that there's something after all which is permanent or is not dependent on phenomena? Is that question clear?
Let me repeat it and then you can check it. So you don't understand the school that asserts that all phenomena are empty in the second turning of the wheel, and you want to know what problem they have concerning the Buddha nature. Is it because that if they accepted the Buddha nature, then there would be some phenomena which might be might be permanent?
Yes, that was just my surmise as to why that's a problem. I don't really know.
But the basic question is, why is there a problem?
Yeah, why is there a problem?
Okay.
Or from their point of view.
Kurang kurlo barpa hago gime chu tamche tompani.
Hago gime.
Re kurang dini di shake do yin yang kurlo barpa gone dini konso deshu nimpo jutsun kare konso deshu nimpo kelen gimare kare yina gawore rang tompe lukne.
Radong lulai.
Radai.
Kolo re. Kolo parpe kapsu chu tamte rang ngowi tongpa re mato, tongpa re songpa re mato, dehi nyingbo yoyopa sabo ma songpa re. Haba.
Ya rang tongpe lupa korang deshi nyingbo ke lengi ma re.
Chitang rang tongpo lulu ke lengi re.
Deshi nyingbo.
Deshi nyingbo ke lengi re. Yina yang kolo parpa le. Chutamje tongba ni sonte kolo tamale dehi ni buteng gu bjum sen kare se tez te barwa cheta ra tong pe dehi le ni bu khile ngar
khile ngar yini ya
yine ya kolo parpa le chutamje tongba ni ten de kolo somba le dehi ni bu yo bar simjin le dehi ni bu yo bar teng gu bjum sen kare se traba de tez barwa.
So, generally speaking, the Rangtongpas, then those accepting the second turning of the wheel as being the ultimate teachings, that they accept also the Buddha nature. Kosodani deshinimpo ke tengare, Rangtongpa.
Rant chita rantong pe dehi nimbo ke lengre.
Deni korang dehi nimbo ke lengre dan shentong pa ke lengre tepa karare.
Te karse rantong pe kolo sombale dehi nimbo mati na kolo
So the Rangtongpas then are those then who accept the second turning of wheel as being the definitive meaning or the ultimate definitive meaning, then they know and they, as was said, they know and they study all of the three turnings of the wheel. So they know that the, they know about the Buddha nature which is taught in the third turning of the wheel, but then it is not seen to be the ultimate teaching. That both the Rangtongpas and the Shentongpas assert that there is, that assert the Buddha nature, but the differentiation seems to be in what they say it is, because from the Rangtong point of view, then they say that the mind is just empty, and it is not endowed with these spontaneous qualities, whereas the Shentongpas say that the mind is endowed with these spontaneous qualities. Then the Rangtongpas point to the Shentong assertion that the nature of the mind is this, these spontaneous qualities, and they say if the nature of the mind is these spontaneous qualities, then there is no difference between this Buddha nature which you are asserting and the self which is asserted by the various Hindu traditions.
Dene dan de kolo tamale dehi nyimbu yo songba de sem to dembe tongba sem je tongni tsala sem je tongni la dehi nyimbu mengi temba re es ndu gar
di shentong pa lukla or rantong pa
rantong bulo
yang chi kan bulo
dinan kolo tamale dehi nyimbu yo songba de sem dembe tongba tongni la de pare.
So then the Rangtongpas assert that the Buddha nature which is taught in the third turning of the wheel, that this Buddha nature is empty, is just empty.
The Yendongpa Lola Tanda, then the Hinyambo Lundrupji Yendinkilinguir.
Whereas again, the Shentongpas assert that the Buddha nature is this, these spontaneous qualities. So then they debate about this point.
Oh, yeah.
Could I ask another question? Apart from the spontaneous qualities, then is Buddha nature empty? From either point of view.
Excuse me?
Apart from the spontaneous nature of Buddha nature, apart from that, then is Buddha nature actually empty?
Apart from that?
Apart from that. I guess I'm getting a little boggled, but I am curious about that.
What do you mean by apart from that?
The only distinction I can, the only definition of Buddha nature I hear is that it has a spontaneous quality to it.
Mm-hmm.
That we are in fact spontaneous, and that's being presented as something that's real, almost palpable. Is that Rang Chung school, the first one, saying that's not so, because then you have a real palpable thing there? I'm getting confused, because then it sounds like it's nihilism. I mean,
the Rang Chung sounds
yeah,
like nihilism.
If they don't believe that, then what is there to believe in? It's like, why talk or do anything? I just don't quite follow it.
Then Semchi Nelok Lundrup ki yunten yore. Dimato Semchi Nelok Sikton Shendra Yorebe. Then he talked to Semchi Nelok di Lundrup ki yunten Sumbare. Rangtongpa di Semchi Nelok Tompanyi.
ကျေလံကြရေနိယံရှင်ရှင်တုံကီတုတ်နေစစ်တုံရှင်တုံယုရဘေသုတုံရေတဒေရှိညံပေါ်ရေဘဒွန်စေတေတန်တာဂျွန်စင်စွမ်ကြီးရောပတ်တော့ပါကျွေးလာမလဲနမ်ကြကျွေးတင်းလာပါဓမေတပ်စပေကွေကိုနေတဲ့ပါပါကျွေးလာမရာနေရေရဘာဒနေဒေရှိညံပေါ်တေသိပတ်ချင်းပြွေးလာမကပ်ဆိုချက်တန်ဒိုလုတ်ကြီးရင်တုံတန်ဟာလုတ်ကြီးတုံညီရေ
Generally speaking, the Shentong point of view or the Shentong approach is in terms of the Sutrayana Shentong and the Mantrayana Shentong. The basic text for the Sutrayana Shentong is the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra. And then here, the Buddha nature is presented not only in terms of spontaneous qualities, but it's presented first, a brief presentation is given explaining the three reasons why sentient beings are endowed with the Buddha nature. And then 10 attributes of the Buddha nature are spoken about in order to facilitate ascertaining what it is. And thirdly, it is presented by means of 9 examples showing the relationship between the Buddha nature and the adventitious stains or defilements. Then as was said, that in this text there is the presentation in terms of 10 attributes to facilitate the understanding of the Buddha nature. The 9th of these 10 points is called the constant unchangeability of the Buddha nature. And here it is extensively explained that the Buddha nature is unchanging from the point of view of the foundation or the base, from the point of view of the path, and from the point of view of the fruit.
Karesana ye kapso trama madabare, lanje kapso lower je trama rakwa ta trava madabare, deva dehi nimbu kapso trama tamje, traki trava tapare mato, ngovula tsan in jura mese tembare, ngovula jura mepa. Ye kapso jura mepa, lanje kapso jura mepa, deva kapso jura mepa, lanje trupa tembare.
So from here, from the point of view of the foundation, then it is said that here you have the adventitious stains which have not as yet been purified. From the point of view of the path, you have the adventitious stains which have been coarsely purified. And from the point of view of the fruit, you have then the complete purification of all of the adventitious stains. But even though there is this differentiation between the kind or the manner, no, there's this differentiation between the purification of the adventitious stains, through all of these three phases, the essence is remaining the same.
Jurva tsani me pe nam ke ying so no jin jik ten nam cha jik ne chan jik se pa te yin do tene sem jin ne lo wo sa de hi ying bu ying am long la tene pompo khan da jin jik pompo khan da jin ji na jin jik se zor te tene pe go ne ten pare.
An example is given here in terms of the foundation Buddha nature. The foundational Buddha nature. The example is such as in the expanse of space, then universes arise, abide, and cease. In the same way, in the radiant clarity nature of the mind, the aggregates, the sources, and constituents then arise,
abide, and cease.
So then in terms of the path Buddha nature, that again, from the point of view of the essence, it remains unchanging. It remains unchanging at the first bodhisattva ground. It remains unchanging from the second to the seventh bodhisattva ground. It remains unchanging from the eighth to the tenth bodhisattva ground. And here the bodhisattvas then do not experience the sufferings of birth, sickness, old age, and death, but due to their compassion, then they seemingly undergo birth, old age, sickness, and death. And then in this section, this is extensively or explained also.
Tenam Papa Sanju Samba Su Jewa Gawa Navan Cheva Tem Temba Tasu Semjin Jeton to Ninji Wanga Temba Remato Rangu Nichiaga Nanchi Donga Yomare.
So the Bodhisattva then does not, as said, go through undergo any sufferings in terms of birth, sickness, old age, and death, but they show this or they demonstrate this for the benefits of sentient beings, and so they show birth, old age, sickness, and death out of their compassion and their wish to benefit sentient beings.
Then in Deva Kapsa Chuka Longa Truka Somre, Chukoten Tartoka Sanje, Ton Damba Sanje, Moma Yere, Telasan in Juramevare. Then Longo to Truco to Durza Nansol Town Namare, Durza Namala Tut and Jurata to Namare Mato, Yang Ola, Jurayomare.
And then from the point of view of the fruition Buddha nature, then this has the division into the three kayas of Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya. The Dharmakaya then, or the body of qualities, is the ultimate Buddha. But then for the purpose of those to be tamed or those to be trained, then there are the various appearances of the Sambhogakaya and Nirmanakaya. However, the essence of all three of these is the same, and the basic Buddha nature then does not undergo any change in these three.
Tenda dor dona takko lavozona dekhi nyambo the same je ne lok satong yin me ham yin da re pa yin me ba de tela ye ta lan dan de sum ko kap so ngo la ta ne jo ba me ba te ba re.
So then to sum this up, facilitate its understanding, the basic abiding nature of the mind of all sentient beings is the inseparability of luminosity and emptiness. It is the inseparability of expanse and awareness, and through the three phases of the foundation, the path, and the fruit, that the basic Buddha nature then does not undergo any change. The tenth point in the text of Mahayanuttara Tantra Shastra is that of the inseparability of the Buddha nature with spontaneous qualities. And here it's said that the Buddha nature then is endowed with these spontaneous qualities, is inseparable from these qualities, and that these qualities are not something which are newly or freshly created.
Then Semjin Namji Semjin Nelok, the Deta of Dehi Nimboyina, the Ni Teme Kandes Devurisana Topa Yungre, this every year that the Ni Teme Devs are big, Goygun Tembare.
Then, if all sentient beings are endowed in this way with the Buddha nature, then how, in what way then are they, how or in what way is this basic Buddha nature defiled or covered by the adventitious stains? And so in order to illustrate this, nine examples are given showing the relationship of this nature with the stains.
So tomorrow,
Rinpoche will be then giving a more detailed explanation of the Rangtong point of view. And then the day after tomorrow on Sunday, he'll be giving a more extensive explanation of the Shentong point of view.
Thank you for being with us, sir, and thank you. Thank you, sir, for a wonderful talk and extensive answer to Mr. Dojenti's question.
Could you speak a little louder, please?
Yes. You said that the Rangtongpas believed or established by reasoning that the second turning was the highest teaching or higher Natan. The three reasons that you gave for the Shentongpa point of view that the third turning was the higher Natan, the first two of those were also a form of reasoning, namely that the five mistakes could not be overcome by the second turning argument, and that it took the third turning teachings to do that. So that's a kind of reasoning itself. And then the second point was that it makes no sense to give lower teaching and then higher teaching and then lower teaching again. It makes sense to go in an order of higher to of lower to middle to higher. So that also was a kind of reasoning. And I suppose that the Rongtongpas have had to answer these questions themselves. And I wondered how the Rongtong school addressed these two questions. Does that make sense?
How they address the two questions then, that the five faults cannot be overcome through the second turning of the wheel, and that it would be out of sequence if right. the second turning of the wheel were ultimate, how they responded to those two reasonings.
Right.
Rikpa ta song ke dogre. Long de sanje ke dang je pe long sa po yere. Long de de sanje je long de ba papa thomi sanje je long de kong se ba re. De ni ti ten la de ne rikpa ta song dogre. Sanje je song be long do. Sanje je long de be papa thomi kise be do. De ne tarong ti ten la rikpa. Ripa Yamada Kashiki Dover. This year Natani, Tanda Yendon Baladuzi Mamboyore.
Yan and Puchi Rangtompa Shentompa Sungares Kulu Barpa Nipanga Jogimaris.
Nipanga Jogimaris, Nipanga Setogumar.
Setogumar.
Red and Kulu Papa Chipamato Masona Nipanga the Setogumar.
Rangtompa Karasungare, Dico. Rangtompa Karasungare, Dicola.
Randong Bakata, they call it Nipanga Setogre Sela Vedavata, Jumsinka de Dotako. In a set to be Jumsin Yanda, Yoga Dogum Dotago.
Then
you
also get Jutsin Kare.
Kanatumba Niro, tell a tone of Tamjero. Kanatoni, Maroma, tell a chair, Maroma said. Tony Rona, Kanga Rongre, Tony Marona, Kaya Rongomare. Tony Rona, Chutamje Tumba Nina, Kuns of the Nangsare, then a legendary Jewangase, then a kanga runga re se kye pare pa, rekpe to pare te. Te rekpe to pare. Kanga tongi rung, mronga, tela che ya mronga se. Tongpa nye rongna kanya runga re, kanya digre. Tongpa nye ke malana kanya digre mare, kanya runga mare se. Tenta wiki gre. Kanga tongpa nye rongwa, tela tongna tamje rong. Kanga tongi mronga, tela che ya mronga se. Oh, tenta wiki gre, rong tong pa ke. Ta yendo mbisen te jomse yang da mare se. Tongi rongwa sanje, kanga rongwa jomse yang mare.
So first of all, it is not the question that the Shentongpas are without reasoning. It's not to say that they are devoid of reasons or reasoning. That it was said that the then Rangtongpas asserted that the second turning of the wheel was the ultimate definitive meaning through reason. That does not mean that the Shentongpas are without reasoning. They rely on then three ways to establish that the third turning of the wheel is the ultimate definitive meaning. The first is then a scriptural authority, different sutras that are relied upon. The second then is then through the prophecy or Lungten of the Buddha, then where he said that this would be delineated then by the Arya, by the superior Sangha. And then thirdly, they also use reasoning. Then in terms of, for example, the first reason given that the five faults then cannot be dispelled through the second turning of the wheel, but only through the third turning of the wheel, as is asserted by the Shentongpas, then the Rangtongpas would assert or would say that they also are able to get rid of the five faults due to within the context of the second turning of the wheel. And then Rinpoche says that one has to look to see which set of reasoning, that is that of the Shentong or Rangtongpas, which one feels is correct. The Rangtongpas then would say that if then things are empty, then they would be suitable, or then they could be relinquished, such as then the mental afflictions, the karmas, and so forth, could be relinquished or abandoned due to the fact that they are empty. If they were not empty, then they could not be, or it would not be suitable to say that they could be relinquished or abandoned. And then one should look at those two sets of reasonings and see what one thinks.
Then our tenetar and don't you don't call la soba, de peta mambu yore, soba mambu yore. Soba dubzi la dubzi, then over gore.
So it's like a kind of continual debate between the Rangtongpas and Shentongpas on these different points. Many texts have been written establishing their points of view.
So
then if there are no further questions, then we should do some meditation together.